Hey, thank you for calling us to support. My name is Tamika. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I just got a text message saying that there's unusual activity on my credit card. And I'm trying to understand what it's even being used for.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
95453.
And your first and last name?
Jennifer Walker.
And can you provide me with your shipping address for security reasons?
My my physical address is 445 Fairview Way in Lakeport.
Okay. I do see you here for the Melody Pods. And I also see you called in on the 18th. They gave you an extra 15 days to attend your trial.
Yeah, I'm going to send it back, so please don't let that charge go through.
Okay, give me one second.
They confirmed it was an Apple product. It is not. Or they're trying to charge me for something that's just a basically knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
But I need their phone number because I don't have a way to connect to them.
Okay. So
And they said it would be a $59 charge, not $69. So now they're trying to gouge the price.
Okay, so what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund to the charges, and you can just keep the earbuds.
Is this Redwood Credit Union?
Ma'am?
Is this Redwood Credit Union?
No, ma'am, it's not.
It's for the earbuds?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't want them.
Because
they're crap.
If you return a product, it is a $9.95 restocking fee.
No, that's bull crap. I'll need to talk to a supervisor then. First of all, you guys were supposed to send me a watch, and then I got earbuds. So, completely confused there. And when I called you about it, I asked you about the earbuds, and you said it's not earbuds, it's a watch. And then I get earbuds, and now you're trying to charge me $69.95 instead of $59.99. No. You're going to refund the full amount, and I'll throw the damn earbuds away, because I ain't paying no $9.99 to restock it.
Well,
this
man,
is a fraudulent...
Well, I'm excited that they didn't explain the terms and conditions about the product, and that it was a 14-day trial for it. And
I understand that, but I didn't have your guys' phone number to call you back. So it's literally like a day over the 14-day trial, and the company can eat it. And if you're not going to refund it all, then you can just get me to a supervisor.
I'm the supervisor going to explain the same thing that I'm explaining here about the product.
Okay, I understand that. Well, the company can eat this money. It wasn't even supposed to be $69.95. It was supposed to be $59.95. So, no, that's not what I was told. You guys are, as a company, you guys are falsifying what you're sending to people. This is not an Apple product. So I want my full refund. If you don't give it to me, I'll go to my bank and have them put a stop on it. It's that simple. You can either refund me the full amount now, or I can go to my bank this morning and have them put a stop on it and not pay you at all. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get the money from me either way. If you can't give it to me, then I need to talk to someone above you. I'm one customer in hundreds of thousands that you guys sell these to, so there's no reason why you can't give me a full refund.
I can offer you a 50% refund. And you can just keep
50%'s not good enough. You guys, first of all, are charging me $10 over.
I can ask my supervisor, can I give you that 75% discount? If that okay.
No, if you got to ask a supervisor anything, then just put me through to him. I want a 100% refund, period. I'm not sending it. You know, if I have to pay $9.95 to send these back, I ain't sending them back. But I'll tell you right now, they're not worth no $59.99, let alone $69. So put me through to your supervisor. I'll hold. Ma'am, if you're not going to put me through to your supervisor, then I'm going
to
go ahead and go to my
supervisor, ma'am. Thank you.